Some assumptions will have to be made to make this problem simple. Let's assume a subsidence rate of 1 centimeter over 1,000 years, and assume the bottom of the photic zone is 90 meters water depth. It would take 9 million years for seafloor to drop below the photic zone with only subsidence. Let's assume sea level is rising at 2 meters per million years in the mid-Cretaceous. Using these values, which are realistic, the depth of the photic zone can be exceeded in only 7.5 million years. We have assumed no accumulation of sediments, which would lengthen the time of drowning. But we also know that there are shorter intervals of time when sea level rise is much faster than 2 meters per million years. Probably, there were a number of shorter drowning events, such as there were multiple OAEs. Eventually, though, the shallow water carbonate sediment factory is shut down in relatively short geologic time, and the seafloor transitions into accumulating pelagic sediments from above, mixed with some deep water benthic organisms that have calcium carbonate exoskeletons. This relatively abrupt change from shallow water sedimentation to deep water sedimentation produced the mid-Cretaceous unconformity, or mid-Cretaceous sequence boundary. And during this drowning event, there may have been submarine erosional events that enhanced the seismic signature of the boundary by creating topography on it and through lithification and cementation.